like to give honor to the full throne of God and thank the Lord for allowing me to speak to you. And this podcast today is People of the World in the Deserts or Wilderness. Now, when Israel came out of Egypt, they sinned against God and was punished by taking the long route to the Promised Land, going through the wilderness and deserts for 40 years. It was a very difficult journey as they traveled through the wilderness and the deserts, and they ate manna until they came to their Promised Land. When Christ came in the flesh, he was often seen in the wilderness or desert. He also fed thousands in the wilderness and deserts, food as well as his laws and his testimonies. He fed men, women, and children, and after they ate, 12 and 7 baskets of food were taken up. Now, why did Israel travel in the wilderness and deserts, and why did Christ feed the people in the wilderness and the desert? What we are seeing is the spiritual conditions of the wilderness and desert and the people. Now let us look at a physical condition of the wilderness and desert to understand the spiritual condition of the people then as well as today. A wilderness is an uncultivated natural environment of land that has not been modified by civilized human activity. It is dense with trees, bushes, vines, wildlife, and insects. On the other hand, a desert is a barren area of land with little precipitation occurring, and consequently living conditions are hostile for plant, man, and animal life. The land is arid with wild animals and extreme temperatures. Now, when we speak of a spiritual condition of a wilderness or the desert, the wilderness would be a place of confusion. Many people today do not know their right hand from their left. They are easily confused with the vast amount of religions that are like thick trees and bushes. The religious leaders and their doctrine are like vines of a wilderness that wrap around the people. And the wild animals are false shepherds that deceive as grievous wolves. In Acts 20:29-30, it says, "For I know this, that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." The deserts are people who are ignorant of the truth. Some have never known the truth and suffer at the hands of wild desert animals. They have little to drink, and many are like bruised reeds and smoking flax. But this is what God said in Isaiah 42:3. He said, "A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax he shall not quench." Now, when Israel was in the wilderness and the deserts, God fed them manna. Manna was bread, but it also represents the word of God. When Christ fed the 4,000 and 5,000 people in the wilderness and desert, he fed them bread and fish. This represents his words and his laws, and they were fed not only spiritually, but physically as well. Today, we have the word of God in the Bible to teach us his commandments, testimonies, and laws. And though many grievous wolves have deceived many people for their profit, or there have been people who would be put to death for even saying they were a Christian. However, in the last days, God will give us his everlasting gospel, and which is uncontaminated by man. And in Revelation 14, verses 6 through 7, it says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. Amen."